Joe Dews, inspired by life, art, and dreams. Oh yeah, we back. Let's amplify these voices one time. Let it rock. To my days, I still got bars now. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Still got bars. But what up, man? Happy to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Whenever you're choosing to lend me an ear, the wait is over. The real is back. What's been popping? Happy 2024. Filthy animals, what's poppin'? Yo, it's been a minute since I've been back on this thing. Is this thing on? Turn this down a little bit. Yeah, but I'm just happy to be back in front of y'all. You know, to be able to turn this machine on and get in front of you all and reach you all wherever you are. It's such a powerful thing. I don't take that for granted. So, thank y'all for welcoming me back. Thank y'all for tuning in. I don't have too much to say because a lot has gone on as 2024 has started off very, very strong, good, and not so, you know, good, but I want to focus on the positive, right? So I ain't going to keep you long. That's from my southern roots in the church, you know, when the preacher got ready to get up there. He been waiting to hit you with that sermon. That's what he would say. I ain't gonna keep you long because he know we ready to go after what we just went through. So yeah, that's what's up. I'm J.M. Robinson, the one and only. You know what I'm saying? Happy to be here with y'all. And this is what I got. So yesterday, I had the opportunity of going back to my alma mater, or one of them, at Clark, where I got my MBA from, Clark, Atlanta. And I was introduced to a gentleman. He already had the date. He asked me to come along. I went talking to some of the kids about like fashion and branding and stuff like that, because y'all know that's my wheelhouse. Like, I love that. And I had this conversation with a friend, Travis Love, a lot. And we always talk about, when we talk about artists, African-American artists specifically, we sometimes only know the name of Basquiat. And it's like a running inside joke that it was only one Basquiat. And then but at the very core, it's not funny. You know, could you imagine if we only talked about Michael Jordan? Like, it would definitely be boring. And so, as I was talking to the kids yesterday, and you know, if you could put yourself in a 20-year-old college student body right now, like 11 o'clock, you're in class, with all that's going on around them, you can kind of imagine what I was looking at when I was looking at 25 to 30 students. And we're here and we're talking about all these different things that they have interest in. And, you know, it just kind of took me back to the conversation that me and Travis had about one Basquiat. And so I thought it was time to kind of address this issue. So when we talk about being great at something or just having a gift, which we all have, sometimes only one person is recognized for having excelled in a particular field. I got that all very concise. Kudos to Jay. I'm getting better at this. But I also took it a step further, and we were talking about fashion with the students, and I thought about Virgil. And took me back to the one Basquiat, and then I fast forwarded to another industry, and it's like one Virgil. And as I was looking at these, you know, these 25, 30 students in creative or having these, I guess you would say, non-traditional fields of interest, I think they're kind of all traditional, right? Because we all have an interest in something. But nonetheless, I'm looking at them and I'm like, talking to them, and I'm like, these kids are brilliant, you know. And then the thing with the Grammys happened, Jay-Z got up on the stage and said, hey, Beyonce got the most Grammys, but she doesn't have Album of the Year. I started thinking about all the other people that don't have an Album of the Year, but make phenomenal albums. Like, I got some Albums of the Year. Like, you come to my house, if I put a CD in, if you listen to it, that's an Album of the Year, you know. And so I just been revisiting some of these albums, and it doesn't matter about the validation from the Grammys. And so as I was thinking about this podcast and sort of like what I wanted to deliver, it just came, it just hit me that all of these successful people that I know, myself included, I said, they're not worried about validation from the world. Like, there's no award that they strive to get. And I get that. You know, if you're in the field where they reward somebody for whatever, I get it. But I started thinking about all the different people that have excelled in their field. And I wrote some of the things down. So this list is so expansive. But for the people that are going to hear this, and I'm talking about you, this is me giving you some flowers and saying, man, I appreciate you sharing your gifts with the world. All right? Let me start by saying, I don't know where to start, but let me just hop in. So, I know great photographers. I know great videographers. I know great producers. I know great DJs. I have friends that are inventors. I have friends that are home remodelers. I have friends that are bar owners. I have friends that are attorneys. I have one friend in particular, he's a cardiologist. I have a friend that's been on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I have friends that are coaches, friends that are barbers, friends that are stylists, friends that are chefs. And the list is so expansive. And I said, wow, I'd never hear them complaining about an award. I never hear them complaining about validation. And it brought me back to the one Virgil, one Basquiat. You know, I pay attention to the fashion world. And one of the things that the fashion world does, just like sports, they recycle a lot of the same coaches. Coach leaves here, goes over there. And it's like, where's the new talent? You know, a lot of times with nepotism, stuff like that, it's really not the level playing field as you would think. So you have to figure out how you're going to validate yourself, you know, because sometimes the opportunity and the outward validation doesn't come. So to my friends, my family, people that I'm connected to that have so many gifts that share them, this is your validation for me. It may not mean a whole lot, but I see you. You know what I mean? Because I know when I do what I do and add my spice to the conversation, nobody really has to pat me on the back and say, Jay, you're doing such a wonderful job. Because I'm already validated, because my gift is always on display. It's always been on display. I share, I help, I'm blessed. And that's all I try to add to the conversation, right? Positivity, uplifting. And just try to keep this thing moving forward. Rest in peace, one of my friends, Mr. Davenport. He said, just keep it straight ahead. You know what I mean? So as we look around and we get engulfed in social media and looking at this person being on the island drinking champagne, just be thankful for what you have, because it can be worse. You know what I'm saying? And on the side note, for all my friends, graphic designers, web developers, what, I mean, The list is so long when I started thinking about it. Thank you for sharing y'all gifts with me, because I didn't get to where I am to be able to follow through with my gift if it wasn't for a lot of you all. Sometimes it's just y'all continuing to do what y'all do keeps me inspired. Hopefully I'm keeping y'all inspired. You know what I mean? So on that note, there's only one Virgil, only one Basquiat, it's only one you. Holla at you, boy. You know, I'm back outside, as the youngsters would say. And, I'm just, I'm back in, I can go past the third round right now. You know what I mean? So keep vibing, keep growing, keep sharing your gifts, keep working on your gift. Let's keep growing, stay inspired. I'm your homie, J.M. Robinson. 11 minutes, I knocked that out. I told y'all I'm in shape, getting better. All right, I'm out.
Joe Dudes, inspired by life, art, and dreams.